she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, yes, indeed. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Snuggles.
What up?
JP, he's the Snuggle Monster, and it's now being shortened to Snuggles. And sometimes we call him Blackbeard, and JP's a nickname. How many nicknames do you have, dude?
You keep giving me one every week, so.
we'll come up with something fresh next week. Yeah. I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. We're here taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. They are open this weekend. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, so you can see all our great pre-owned cars there. Or maybe get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in right there at AutoFlex.com.
Mm-hmm. And since this show is called the Saturday Morning Test Drive, we are taking a Ford F-150 King Ranch for a test drive. We're going to review that at 9:30.
The new 2015 all-aluminum Ford pickup. Yeah, it's sort of neat.
I can't wait to hear about that. 9:30, stay tuned. But first, we'll get into a little bit of Jeep news.
Yeah, Chrysler, or Fiat Chrysler, has been ordered to pay $150 million to a Georgia family. Their son was lost. Their four-year-old son, Remington Walden, was lost in a rear-end collision when a pickup truck hit a Jeep Cherokee from behind, and the Jeep Cherokee burst into flames. This is sort of a long story in that Chrysler argued with the government about putting a recall out on these vehicles because at the time the vehicles were built, there was no difficulty. No one thought they were unsafe. Chrysler's eventual fix was to install trailer hitches on the back of all affected vehicles, which would effectively protect the gas tank if you had a rear-end collision. But in this case, the plaintiff found a very friendly jury, and they got $150 million. Now, Chrysler's saying that given the circumstances that this was already judged to be not an unsafe issue, that they did, in fact, do something to mitigate afterwards, that they probably will appeal this, and I'm sure they will. It's a huge award, $150 million.
Well, has it happened with other Jeeps, other Cherokees?
Yeah, there have been other Cherokees.
Like 78 people have been killed in these accidents.
Yowza.
Yeah. Yeah, they were rear-ended by another car, and there's a lot of cars that have the same kind of configuration and did for years. They always put the gas tanks behind the rear axle in the cars. If you look at everything, every full-size car that Ford or Chevrolet built for years, they all had a gas tank back there. And it's all perfectly fine unless someone hits you from behind going about 60 or 70, and then it can rupture the gas tank. Yeah.
Not good.
No.
So what the jury decided was it was 99% Chrysler's fault and 1% the fault of the person that rear-ended the family.
Gotcha. We have a celebrity fan text coming in. Big, major celebrity here in DFW.
It says, good morning, David, Tammy, and Scribble.
He calls me Scribble.
Gotcha. On my way to AutoFlex to get a car right this second, tell Marty I have a coupon, signed Kavanaugh.
Yay! Well, enjoy your new AutoFlex leasing car and tweet us a picture. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, yeah. He's been working with Marty for about a week now.
So they can even, you can even finance Jeff Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised he can have an AutoFlex leasing vehicle.
No, Kavanaugh's a good guy. Yeah, he's not a bad guy.
With his credit and his history.
Yeah, I think he's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Totally joking. So let's talk about electric vehicles because we keep saying that people are losing money, all the manufacturers are losing money, but they're still going to keep building them.
And they still are, and here's why. They don't have a choice. If they don't build electric vehicles, they can't sell gasoline vehicles. There are three states that basically require a manufacturer to sell X number of electric vehicles in order to keep doing business within the state. And they call them the surf states, by the way. It's California, Oregon, and Maryland. And they mandate that you must sell so many EVs, or EVs must be a certain percentage of your total sales. But when you talk to the manufacturers of the cars, they acknowledge that people aren't really buying these cars. One of the things we learned today was that 7% of all the Teslas built last year are sitting on the ground, not being sold in China. That's a lot of cars.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. And all of them, you know, Carlos Ghosn came out at one point and said, please don't buy our Nissan Leaf because we lose $10,000 every time you buy one.
Who's Carlos Ghosn?
He's the president of Nissan, CEO.
Oh.
So basically, they have to continue building these cars because the EPA mandates are making them continue to build these cars, but people are not buying them. And so I'm trying to figure out, I mean, they're offered for sale, so maybe that'll help them with their requirements from the government. But the fact is people just aren't buying the electric cars in near the volume that people thought they would.
Well,
mostly because they're expensive.
And no infrastructure for the recharging.
Yeah, that's
true,
too.
You know, right now you can be on empty and know that just any minute you're going to come across a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
But in those electric cars, we don't have that infrastructure yet. So I think that's part of it. That would be one of the things that would keep me from doing it, that and then, of course, the range anxiety.
Exactly. Well, that is range anxiety, I think. That's a perfect description of it because you don't know if you're going to be able to charge your car, and then you're wherever you are.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
It's not like your friends can bring you a tank of
no.
electricity.
No. So Chevrolet is no longer going to build the Spark EV. They've done away with that. Now, they say they're going to come out with a Chevrolet Bolt, which is a pure electric. Not a Volt, but a Bolt. Which is a pure
that
electric five-passenger. And they will sell those cars in California, Oregon, and Maryland, by the way. Not necessarily everywhere, but there. If you looked at California, actually California constitutes 40% of every electric vehicle sold in the United States.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's because their requirements from their environmental people are so high
that
they have to have that many electric cars on the road. The other thing is you can drive in the HOV there with an electric car. And now the Priuses and the other hybrids have sold enough that they can't drive in the HOV anymore.
Ooh, that stinks.
So an electric car saves you a lot of time. Like in the case of going into L.A. or maybe San Francisco, an hour a day can be saved
now
just by hitting
drive
the HOV.
Those. They just have to have a person with them.
What's that? Oh, that is true. That is true.
Before, you could go into the HOV as a single, as just the driver mm-hmm. in those cars. But yeah, they flooded the state with those cars, and now, okay, never mind.
The other thing that's sort of interesting is some of these manufacturers that sell electric cars generate electric car credits.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't use them all, they can sell them. And so Nissan, this last year, sold electric car credits to manufacturers that don't build efficient cars. Any guesses to whose?
I'm going to say Dodge.
Let's try Rolls-Royce, Land Rover, and Bentley. That's where they sold their credits to.
Okay.
So Rolls-Royce, Land Rover, and Bentley can continue building inefficient cars because they bought the credits from Nissan from selling Leafs.
Leaves.
Oh, it could be.
Would it be leaves?
I know. How do you say What's now, the plural of a Nissan Leaf?
Leaves.
The other interesting thing is that now we're starting to see some pushback from the states. There is a bill in the California legislature right now that would eliminate the tax breaks that California gives to buyers of EVs unless you make less than $40,000 a year. And here's the rub. Most of the buyers of electric cars in California make more than $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the people out there are saying, why do we need to subsidize these guys? They make plenty of money. In fact, if you looked at a Tesla, $100,000 car, well, actually $71,000 and up. But if you looked at that car, you get $10,000 between state and federal rebates to go buy the car. Now, if you look at who owns Teslas, oh, like Steve Wozniak, the guy that co-founded Apple, he's got a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are zillions, not zillions, there's lots of millionaires that buy Teslas.
I think, doesn't Justin Bieber have one?
Oh, sure.
That chrome one?
No, that was actually not a Tesla.
Oh.
They don't make those anymore. That's another electric car.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there's a lot of millionaires buying electric cars, and when they asked Tesla, he said, well, sure, I accepted the money. Why wouldn't I?
Right.
You know, so Wozniak took the money, and so do all the rest of the millionaires. There are a number of states now that are looking at the rebate situation that offer rebates to electric cars. In fact, Oregon, which is one of the interesting things, is going to, or they say that they are going to eliminate the rebate and actually charge people with electric cars an extra $200 a year to help cover some of the tax money that they don't get because they're not buying gasoline, and our roads are built with gas taxes.
Got it.
Got to make up for the money somehow.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Maybe you're doing some Easter weekend car shopping and you're going back and forth between a couple different rides. Give us a shout and we can give you some free expert advice. Also, you can send us Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And call Autoflex. They're the best place to go when you're looking for a new car or pre-owned. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972 234 1234 888 234-1234 out of the area. Just think about it. If Jeff Kavanaugh can get a car from us, anybody can.
By the way, he did send another text in that break, and he said he was surprised he got qualified, too.
Nah, Jeff's a good guy.
He's a great guy. That means lots of the fan personalities have gotten cars with Autoflex. I've had
tons.
Two.
I don't know if I should mention everyone. I can mention, like,
Corey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you because, like, past.
No. I just don't know if it'd be okay. I mean.
Oh, okay.
Like, Mike Fisher gets his cars from us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody
Ben
loves.
Skin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the experience you get at Autoflex because it's so much better than dealing with a traditional car dealership.
Can be for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the big difference, and that's there was a study that came out a couple of weeks ago about what people didn't like about getting cars, and we're going to have a segment in a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes when you go to get a car, and I think it's interesting. People don't understand that it's all planned. Mm-hmm. And there's a name for it, and there's people that follow it like they would follow a script in a movie. Because if you ever noticed, when you go to two or three different places, they all say basically the same thing. It's
yeah.
Because they all go to the same trainers.
Yep.
And these trainers, anyway, we'll talk about it when we get into that.
Okay. Right now, let's get into self-driving cars.
You know, the autonomous car that Delphi assembled with Audi has now made its 3,400-mile U.S. road trip all the way from San Francisco to New York across 15 states, and the car drove itself 99% of the time. That's pretty darned amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it didn't do?
Speed.
That's right. And people were very unhappy with them going through some of those states, Wyoming and stuff like that, Nebraska. They don't like people that drive the speed limit there, I don't think.
I'm with them.
Yeah, they said they received many hand gestures as they were driving. But the reality is they only had to take over a couple of times, once going through a construction zone and once when they were, you know, next to a great big truck or something, and the car would do fine, but it would, like, move over a little bit because it was sort of afraid of that big truck,
oh.
You know, the semi.
Sounds like I was driving that car.
Yeah. Anyway, it was basically a flawless event. So it's interesting to see what will come of this because it literally proves it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that are saying that by 2020 they'll have a car out that will do this. Audi announced that Delphi is producing a new central computer system right now that will produce the data from various cameras and sensors to tell the car how to respond. Same kind of systems coming out with Volvo on their new XC90. They're going to have all kinds of radar and cameras and sonar and neat stuff that will help you not run into people, stay in the same lane, and drive the speed limit.
What about gassing up? If you're going cross country, you're obviously going to have to hit the pump a few times.
Sure.
So how does the car, I mean, how did it know where to pull over to get gas?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. One of the other things they had that I can't answer is, you know, we have different stripes. If you look at the pavement,
yes,
all over, some stripes, in some states they use yellow stripes, in some states they use white stripes. Sometimes they're all faded because they're old. And so
all the different stripes.
That could be a difficulty because it has to be able to read all that stuff to keep you in line.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Here's my opinion. Never going to have a self-driving car. Those belong in like a little self-driving village. There needs to be like a whole community where there aren't any non-self-driving cars. There are no semi-trucks because here's the deal with a semi. Nobody should drive right next to one. That's why it kept wanting to inch over. It's mm-hmm. not safe to do that. And it won't speed, apparently. So it can't, you know, it's...
Get around
I always speed past a... semi. I wait. If there's a car in front of me and they're taking their time, I just hang back. When I have plenty of space, then I dart past the semi. I will not drive right next to one.
What if it's a self-driving semi?
I'm not interested. I don't think there'll be a self-driving semi in my little village of autonomous
cars.
And yeah. It could be like a retirement community.
Yeah.
We'd start there.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Anyway.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Good question. If you're upside down on your car, what is the best way to go about trading it in for a car worth the same as what you owe? Okay. First of all, there are two elements here. One, you owe more on the car than it's worth, and that's what being upside down means. And secondly, how do you get as much as you can get for the car? Because that's going to be your big problem. Trading it for another car, the problem is covering the negative. A lease really works sort of good for that because you can over-allow or you can over-borrow a little bit on a lease, and sometimes that helps cover. And then rebates.
Yeah, you have to you really have to call Autoflex because there's no other place you're going to be able to find out about all the different models that will help you with that. The situation with being upside down is how much the bank will advance on this next loan. When you continue to roll that negative equity or that additional balance forward, it begins to start the snowball effect. If you continue to trade and trade and you keep rolling that over, eventually it's going to get so big nobody can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find most of the time is people want a lower payment. Well, and that rarely works.
That's really hard to do.
Because you have to go usually up in the value or price of the vehicle to find one of those rebates to help with the advance. So
unless
the best way to go about trading it in for a car worth the same as is call Autoflex and we'll try to figure out what to do for you.
Yeah, and here's the unless on that. There are huge rebates on certain cars.
Right.
Now, you'd have to be willing to drive one of them, but mm-hmm. they're not bad cars. They're all new cars. But like Jeep right now, I mean, real money, there's $42.50 back on a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
You know, but right after that little gas tank story, I don't know.
that's
why. But
that's
those were
like 2004 and older.
Yeah. That's $42.50 behind invoice that plus whatever we get as far as fleet and stuff. So what you can do is that sort of helps pay for that negative. The reason Tammy says call Autoflex is we lease all makes and models.
Yeah.
If you go to the Chevy store, they're not going to tell you about the massive money back on the Jeep.
Right.
And if there was massive money back on a Chevrolet, you wouldn't hear it from the guy at the Mazda store.
Right.
We're problem solvers.
Indeed. So that guy was texting from 817. You can call 817-234-1234 and get the ball rolling with Autoflex Leasing. Kelley Blue Book has announced their 2015 Brand Image Award winners.
Yeah, and this is sort of the feel-good award that's given out every year, and it's what brands most people perceive to be the very best value for them, considering service, considering resale value, considering everything. And it's definitely one of those cases where perception is reality because it is. People do perceive these brands to be good, and that's why they buy the cars. Honda maintained its 3-year run as the best overall brand, as well as the best overall brand in, that was held last year by Kia. Also, Subaru won the most trusted brand, which Honda got last year. And you would sort of, I mean, that's all good stuff because they're both great cars.
And I want to say it's in general, I mean, the whole line of cars with Honda is great, but there are specific, and this is, I'm going to go back a little bit to this other question, there are specific models that just have a better resale value than others.
Right.
So when it comes to calculating a payment, whether it's on a lease or a flex buy, you have to find the vehicle that's got the very best resale value. And a Honda Pilot, a Honda CR-V, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
There are products in the Toyota line, the 4Runner. The Highlander does pretty well, but the 4Runner is just unstoppable. Their trucks are really great. There's a lot of different brands, and they might have one or two vehicles that are the very best out of their whole line.
Right.
So that's another reason you got to call Autoflex.
Well, and if you look at the award winners, also Mazda, which I totally agree with, their whole line won the best redesigned vehicles because Mazda's new vehicles are great looking. GMC earned the honor of the most refined brand, and that's because their new pickup truck is just awesome, and their Denali is too. And Ford won the best overall truck brand, which is really no surprise. Porsche dominated the field for luxury. Mercedes-Benz took honor as the most trusted luxury brand, taking that from Lexus last year, and Buick repeated this year as the best value luxury brand. They've done a great job of marketing.
I don't know how they can take anything from Lexus. You know what I figured out was a cool thing about that car? Just one more cool thing. In the Lexus LS, the seatbelt receptacle,
mm-hmm.
it's lit up. Like when you first open the doors and stuff, there's a little light. So in a black interior, especially at night, you're trying to
see it. That's perfect.
Ours have a little red button. You know, the little that's in there. That's the part you push. It has that plus a little light.
Love that.
They just think of all the little details.
Yeah. They're very ergonomically friendly.
They interviewed 12,000 people, which when you consider the entire populace that buys cars every year, that's not very many people at all, because we'll sell 16 million new cars this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the opinion of 12,000 people that were surveyed. Anyway, it's a neat little award. They give it away every year. It is perception. It is not necessarily reality, but it is perception, and it's interesting to see.
Yes.
Here's a good AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I listen every Saturday just to hear Sybil laugh.
Aw, thanks.
But today I have a question. Can airbags be used again after they inflate in a wreck?
Great question.
It is.
And
no.
What a fabulous texter. Gosh, that person must be a genius.
No, you can't reuse airbags. Nope. Once they're deployed, airbags deploy by literally an explosive device in some cases going off, or a compressed air cylinder going off, and it ruptures when it does, and they have to be replaced.
It's not like a parachute where you can just repack it.
Nope.
It's like a balloon. Once it's popped, it's popped.
Popped.
Done
that
forever.
That balloon has popped.
Mm-hmm. do we want to, I think we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about what you're looking for when you're car shopping, and then review the 2015 Ford trucks. So stay tuned. It's a Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972. 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area.
And you can even stop by AutoFlex. Both locations are open today. One of our friends named Jeff Cavanaugh, maybe you've heard of him. He's on his way there right now, and he's been sending us AutoFlex Leasing fan texts. And the latest one is, well, I got pulled over half a mile away from AutoFlex with expired stickers and a taillight out. Pray for me. So I said, tell the cop to turn us on, and we will maybe try to get you out of it. And then he said, well, I told her where I was going, and I showed her my text with Marty, who works at AutoFlex.
Right.
And I had an envelope full of cash, so she had all, added up. And he said, she let me go.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she was super hot.
Ah, that's even better.
Yeah.
Well, Kavanaugh
Officer
would notice
Hottie.
That.
Yes, of course he would.
Sure he would.
So thankfully he got out of that. And if you're listening, Officer Hottie, thank you.
That's awesome.
We all appreciate it.
Yes,
everybody
indeed.
Needs a break every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So shout out to Richardson PD.
Yeah, it's not like he was driving crazy or anything. That's probably not why she pulled him over. So thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Time to trade.
It is time to trade.
Does your car need a sticker? Is your taillight out? Vita Benjamin.
Oh, dear.
Can't even say it.
And what do you look for when you are car shopping?
Well, Swappalease just did a survey and asked 2,500 drivers what they did look for when they were car shopping. And so just over half of men and women would prefer to identify they want and then have dealers submit their best bid to them.
Yeah.
Just over half. About a third of men and women would like to either buy the car online, women, or men would like to go into the dealership. Would like to buy the car online without ever visiting a dealership. Women wanted to go touch the car. Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about a third, which means about two-thirds didn't. Both genders would like to see all financing rights and options before they purchased. And that's maybe one of the reasons people come to AutoFlex. Most dealers have one or two ways to go. We have over 40 different lenders we work with for financing and leasing. So we have a number of different programs, and people like to be able to see all of those different programs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds want to pick their vehicle up in person. 6% say they would be interested if their vehicle could be delivered by a drone.
That's
me. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work.
I'm in that 6%.
Both genders, about 51%, would like a menu of leasing package options that includes such things as mileage and upfront money. Again, that's a reason a lot of people come to Autoflex, because sort of that's what you get. And finally, two-thirds of both genders say that backup cameras and in-vehicle Wi-Fi are the technological features that they're most interested in. 52% of men and 31% of women said they'd also be interested in lane departure warning systems. They're very nice. They're very nice to have.
Yeah.
So I thought the interesting thing on the backup cameras, though, and the Wi-Fi, because that's sort of a standard now. Everybody wants that.
Right. I'm starting to get used to my backup cameras, by the way, because I remember, Tammy, you told me a long time ago, you'll love them, and then if you get in a car that doesn't have them, you won't be able to drive without
it. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
And yeah, now I'm starting to feel that way. I do glance over the shoulder just to make sure there's nothing behind me, but I've mastered the looking forward to turn backwards.
It's nice. Always take a look, see who might be coming so that, you know, if they're texting and not looking, they don't just walk right in there into your line of the car. There's also cars that automatically stop you when you're backing up if they sense that somebody's back there. So that'd be interesting.
Yes.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I want to get a GLI, but I was told it's not as reliable as the WRX. Is that true? In my experience, yeah, probably. That's probably true.
Are those now, Subarus?
I've heard a few friends complain about Volkswagen.
Yeah. Mm. The way to really, really find out about stuff like this, go online and look at some of the owners' forums, because owners will go online and talk about everything having to do with the car. And if the car is having a lot of problems, you'll find out about it. That's what Rick, that's what your husband did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the new Ford F-150.
Exactly. We test drove and evaluated the 2015 aluminum Ford F-150 yesterday. And they brought us a King Ranch model 4x4, which is sort of one of the big daddy trucks that's out there. Truck had a 3.5-liter V6 twin-turbo engine. It was a really, really, it's a very big truck. It's a very nice truck. It rides a lot like a car. I was a little worried about that 3.5-liter V6 being underpowered. I don't know how it would do with a big load, but I know that unloaded, it had plenty of power to get on the freeway. It had a good sound to it, had a good feel to it, good acceleration, that kind of thing. The vehicle we drove had the King Ranch appearance package, which gave it a ton of chrome. Had the twin moonroof panels.
Oh,
cool.
So it had
a moonroof in the back and a moonroof in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And the moonroof in the front was actually functional. It opened and closed. And you could electronically move the shade all the way closed, all the way open with a button on the upper console. Yeah.
That doesn't belong on a truck.
Oh, it's really cool, though. it is cool.
It goes against truck.
I'm looking up at the overhead console, and I see these two little holes with look like lenses or something. And I said, are those cameras? And they go, no, those are microphones. So when you're using your Bluetooth, you've got a microphone aimed at your mouth right there. You don't have to, you know, and I thought that was pretty handy.
I bet there's cameras in there.
We had
watching us.
Okay, so a couple of things I thought were really worth mentioning. Number one, the tires are all Kevlar tires, which means
what?
I guess they have a Kevlar liner to the tire.
So they're bulletproof?
No, I don't think they're bulletproof, but I think they're pretty road hazard proof. Big, huge chrome grille, which was just great. The tailgate is electric on this truck.
No.
So you can push a two-button, you push the key fob twice, and the tailgate lowers. And then you can slide out a center slide that folds down into a step. And beside it, a big handle comes up. You can slide it out, and it makes it really easy.
No.
Okay. But it does make it really easy to get in and out of the back of the truck. It's genius.
It's like at the bus stop when the bus pulls up, and then it opens and the steps drop down.
Right. And so this this truck had steps that drop down, too. When you open the side door, guess what? Running boards come out.
You know,
automatically. Yeah.
They have built this truck for the boomer age people.
Yeah.
The baby boomers. We're the ones that need the steps to get up in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently moved a piece of furniture, and I had to hop up in the bed of the truck. And okay, so it was hard enough getting up there. But then I looked at, you know, I was standing up there. Now, how am I going to get out? I'm not going to jump. There was a day when I would have just jumped out.
Right.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah. There you go.
Tuck and roll.
Like, no, now I'm going to sit down and scoot back out of the truck. So.
Okay. So a couple of things I like. The mirror controls and the window controls are on the upper side of the left door interior panel.
Mm-hmm.
So they're set flat up on top. You can reach them easily. You can see them. You can adjust your mirrors there. Nicely laid out dash and gauges. Not as confusing as the Ford MyTouch used to be. It's a lot simpler looking. There's not as much information up there. You've got all the controls in the steering wheel, which really, really made that nice. Center stack, same kind of a thing. Nice big screen. Pretty simple stuff. Pretty simple to operate. Lots of line inputs. Bluetooth, not Bluetooth.
iPod
and you know,
phone,
inline plug.
USB.
And the USBs. Lots of USBs. It's got a 110 volt plug in the dashboard. It's got another 110 volt plug in the back.
That's cool.
So if you've got a radio or a grill, electric grill you want to run, you can run it right
curling
off the
iron.
Truck.
Yeah.
Curling iron.
Hair dryer.
Yeah. Anyway, if you looked at the warranty, bumper to bumper is 3 years and 36,000 miles. Powertrain is 5 years and 60,000 miles.
It's pretty standard.
It is, yeah. SRS, safety restraint system, 5 years, 60,000 miles. Aluminum body panels, 5 years, unlimited miles. Pretty good bet. They're not going to rust. Yeah, no. Corrosion sheet metal, 5 years, unlimited mileage. Paint adhesion, 5 years, unlimited mileage. Roadside assistance, 5 years, 60,000 miles. If you looked at what I didn't like as well, even though it has the warnings on the side about side traffic, people coming up beside you, there is a blind spot in the truck. And I think any truck that size, it's a big truck. You're going to have that just because there's so much cabin stuff back on the right-hand side behind you. But it does have the warning system that lights the rearview mirrors up and shows you that a car is beside you. One of the things I really did like is it had the surround cameras. So you had a camera under each rearview mirror and a camera in the front and the back, and you can literally see 360 degrees around the truck right there on the screen.
That's
awesome. Very, very nice, yeah. Especially when you're trying to park in a small area.
Yeah.
Or you're just trying to see if you're squared up in the lane, you know.
I bet that takes a little getting used to also, though, like what we were talking about with backup cameras.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, that truck is for a lazy man. Yes, yes, I agree.
Man, or maybe somebody just a little bit older with the joints that don't work quite like they used to.
My joints are fine, and I would love having all that stuff.
It's a really big truck. It sits really tall. It sits taller, I think, than the Chevrolet GMC truck, and as tall, at least, maybe a little taller than the Ford. Of course, this was a 4x4. With the off-road package, so it did sit a little higher. It had the skid plates.
Knobby tires. Kevlar tires.
Not knobby tires, no. But it really was, it's a beautiful truck. It drives well. The leather interior was fabulous. They did the custom stitching in all the seats. Just really, it's a King Ranch, so
I didn't get
you would expect that. It's a $50,000 truck.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't get to see this truck, but I do hope they did better with their leather. I remember, sorry, Ford, I'm going to tell on you, way back when they first came out with the Ford Expedition, I could not believe how chintzy the leather was that they put
really?
In these cars. Within the first few thousand miles, there were so many wrinkles and crinkles on the seat from getting in and out. It looked like it was turning white, you know, in the cracks. It were terrible.
They used natural whole grain leather in those seats, and you have to always use a leather treatment on those seats. And if you don't, they start to do that after a little while.
Well, this was like
so
a demo.
They've changed. I know. They've changed the leather. And it no longer does that. But it did used to. And if you don't treat that leather, if you don't use a leather treatment on it once a month or so, you're going to start seeing that.
I think they,
that's how it works.
You can get different thicknesses of leather.
Mm-hmm.
This was very thin.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, I'm looking at buying a Toyota Tacoma. Can you run through the pros and the cons about these trucks? Thanks, Edgar. Edgar? Pros. It's got great resale value. They're tight. They're quiet. They don't break down.
Great resale value. Did you say that
yeah,
twice?
Yeah, I said that first. they cost more going in than their competition, but they're worth more coming out.
Ah.
If I were buying a pickup truck, I would buy a Toyota pickup just because I believe they're the most reliable truck out there.
Yeah, you're also a big Lexus fan.
They do cost more, though.
But they've proven they have the better resale value. And part of it is there aren't as many out there as there are Fords and Chevys and Dodges. So right. That's part of it as well. I don't know why. Earlier somebody texted in, what truck is this? It was the Ford F-150, the 2015 all-aluminum body.
Yeah, and I really could tell no difference in the drive. It is 700 pounds lighter than it was last year because of the aluminum panels, but it drives like a heavy truck. It's very quiet. Very, very quiet.
Okay. That's
nice.
Good.
If you want a test drive, give AutoFlex Leasing a call, 817-972-234-1234. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Picker, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733. And if you are in the market for a new or pre-owned car, the best place to go, and I'm speaking from experience, is AutoFlex Leasing. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can apply for a lease online, learn all about leasing, set up test drives on different cars, all of that right there at AutoFlex.com.
Mm-hmm. AutoFlex Leasing fan texter, is it smart to trade in a vehicle with $6,000 negative equity? I've got a $25,000 payoff and a 710 FICO score.
Okay, so your credit's good, mm-hmm. and you're 25% upside down on your car. Is it smart? If you need to trade, you need to trade. If you can stick with it, you will be less upside down the longer you go. Because really what you're paying for is that first year depreciation. It's massive, as much as 25%, sometimes 30%. So you start making payments. The bank starts keeping most of your payments as interest. The longer you pay, the more of your payments go to principal, to the car itself. So the longer you pay on it, the less upside down you will be. The car depreciates after the first year, but it depreciates at a rate of between 4 and 6% a year after the first year. First year is massive, and that's why you're upside down. So if you really need to trade, you can, and we can find cars for you that'll help. But if you can hang in there a little bit, you'll be less upside down.
Financially, is it wise to just lose money? No, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
But people do it all the time because their needs change.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Extra kids change things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll happen.
More or less family members for any reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In-laws moving in.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, yesterday you talked about what goes on behind the scenes at a car dealership.
Yep.
Give us the scoop.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I'm on a lot of Facebook different groups, and they're a lot of car people from all over the country on there. And the one thing that's a constant, and you sort of have to realize why, is all of these people do the same thing when you come in to get a car from them. They all have a mantra that they go by, and the name of it is called the road to the sale. And it is very prescribed. They all are told what to say, when to say it, where to take you, who to introduce you to. And all of this is not going to help you get your car. It is to take up your time and make you feel more comfortable, hopefully, dealing with them and take up more of your time.
I mean, why? That would just make people frustrated.
Well, but
I think it's on their side. Let me give a counterpoint. They're trying to build rapport with the client.
Exactly.
In general, I have found I'm going to buy something from someone that gives me the information I want and need. Helps me look out for the pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I trust. And if I trust them, I probably like them.
That completely makes sense. But I was thinking back to JP's experience when he said that they took his keys and made him wait for hours and hours.
There are two different ways to get on that road to the sale. There is a detour like that, where there's a straightforward approach. You know, it takes a while to get to know a person and to share enough information to, you know, exchange enough information that you do feel comfortable with them. So I believe that's the point of it,
well,
and maybe gaining control.
Yeah, it's a control thing. I think the other thing is most of the places that you go to get a car, the person you deal with doesn't really have the ability to tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to tell you what their manager tells them to say. So what it does is it tightly controls the conversation so that you hear what they want you to hear. And it doesn't let their salesperson do something that they might perceive would damage the ability to sell the car. The other thing is when you go in, it's they call it buy or die. They are going to do everything they can to get you to buy a car before you leave. Is that sure. pretty well right?
Yes, very much true. And if I could just add something to this, because this is a story that's just ongoing. It just won't stop.
Uh-oh.
So that car company that will remain nameless,
right.
they've been calling me about every 2 or 3 days.
Right.
I haven't been answering. So they called me from a different number the other day and
Uh-oh.
Surprised me. And it was around dinner time, so I didn't know who it was.
Right.
And I guess they just put a whole new person on the team to try to see if they could get this thing done. So I politely was like, no, thank you.
Lose my number.
I mean, before I could even say no, thank you, that he hung up on me. Hung
wow.
up in, hung up in my face as soon as he didn't hear what he wanted to hear.
That's too bad.
I'm
That's
so
awful.
So impressed by that company.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
I'm just falling over impressed. Why would I not spend my money there?
Of course.
You know, and
why would they hang up on you?
As automotive professionals, you hope wow. that those places don't exist anymore, but they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's called The Road to the Sale. And if anyone wants to text in, ask any questions. But basically, it is a process that you enter when you get there, and you don't get out until you either buy or die, until you leave. That's the only way to get out of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty well every car dealer everywhere does it. There are a few exceptions. But the reason that it's sort of a constant is because the same trainers teach the same thing, and dealers send their people to the same trainers.
Well, now I understand why we're so successful. And well, I shouldn't say why we get some of the customers, you know, that we get, but also why people want to go online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's
now
it. Yeah.
And get their information, get all their pricing lined out before they ever set foot at a dealership, because they don't want to go through all that road
right.
to the sale.
And that's really goofing up the people that are selling cars at those dealers, because that takes people out of the system that they were taught to work with.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why I was getting so many internet inquiries saying, just send me the payment. Just I don't want to talk to anybody. Just email
right.
it to me. And that's why. Now, where they're shortcutting themselves is there's a lot of information that could be shared that, you know, first of all, you're not going to want to read a 3-page email to tell you why you should do this, why you should do that, to tell you about the other cars. You know, they want to know about this one car. Well, how are we supposed to tell you about this great deal over here? And then when it comes to leasing, there's so much that goes into it. We've got to find out from the client, you know, their trading habits, the miles they drive, and what they're really trying to accomplish budget-wise,
mm-hmm.
That can be handled in a pretty quick conversation versus the confusing emails. And I haven't found salespeople to be the best at emailing anyway.
So
you know they're better at talking to
right.
them.
That is true.
It's hard to write that out succinctly. And anyway, my opinion.
Let's get into 11 things that are no longer available on vehicles.
Yes.
Oh well, this is the last year you're going to see bench seats.
Oh.
The Impala still has them, but say bye bye.
Wow, that's interesting.
And
how many?
When we were kids, cars had bench seats.
Yeah, you could get like 16 people.
Is that why they're getting rid of them?
Well, it's
safety?
Not the safest. They didn't really say why. It's just not. They're not in demand.
Okay.
People like yeah. those bucket seats in the front. You still have your bench seat in the back.
Mm-hmm.
The reason cars are built in the way they're built is because it makes the most money.
Right.
Every time, no matter what you're talking about, it's always a money decision. So it's not. It's money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
In my opinion, it makes complete sense, because what if grandma is driving and you're the passenger in the front seat? Well, grandma's about 4'10", so your bench seat is scooted all the way up.
That is true, yeah.
And me being 6 feet tall, my knees are in my chin.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good argument for bucket seats.
Good one.
Tail fins. Of course, we haven't seen tail fins in a long time, but that is the American car, right? They were
mm-hmm.
the brainchild of General Motors design chief Harley Earl. They appeared on the 48 Cadillac, inspired by the World War II Lockheed P-38 Lightning fighter plane. But by the 50s, most people had shrugged off the war and were fixated instead on things like space-age tail fins for more enormous proportions.
All right, what are the other nine things? But we got to blow
fast.
Through
Ashtrays.
Them.
Ashtrays.
Oh, yeah. We don't
They're
need those
gone.
Anymore.
Yeah, you
Nobody
have to get
has
a smoker's
them.
Package. Spacious right. trunks, full-size spare tires.
Gone.
Yeah, those aren't on cars any longer.
The floor-mounted dimmer switch.
Been
vent
gone a
windows.
Long time. Yeah.
Vent windows, yeah.
yeah.
Horn rings.
What are horn rings?
The ring
exactly.
Inside the horn, you used to be able to push on it. That's how you honk the horn, was you pushed a ring that was on the inside of your steering wheel.
Weird.
Now it's just in the middle, but because of the airbags, the horn rings have gone away. But you weren't supposed to have to take your hand off the steering wheel to blow that horn. Audible turn signals. Click, how many people drive down the road with their turn signals going?
Yes, you're right.
That thing would click at them or bing at them. They'd turn it off. Suicide doors. Those are the doors that open normally in the front, and in the back they open opposite, so it opens up the whole entire cabin.
You can still get those on Honda Elements? Or you could get those on Honda Elements. They don't build them anymore. Yeah.
We'll see if they're going to change. Control knobs.
Yeah.
And levers.
Everything's buttons now.
Remember back in the day, you knew your hand could just float over, and without ever taking your hand eye off the road, you knew where to adjust your air conditioning or heating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Those are the things that you don't see on cars anymore.
Yes.
You never saw the horn rings.
Never saw the horn rings.
But you know about the vent windows?
No, and I don't know about floor dimmers either, but I think we've talked about it before, where you can dim the lights with your foot. It's like a button on
the vent windows were created pre-air conditioning.
Oh.
So you could crack this little vent window and it would let
smokers. Smokers used them.
I've seen those. Yeah.
Blow your hair all over the place.
Well, that wraps up our show for today, but AutoFlex Leasing is still open for your business. 817 or 972-234-1234. We'll see you back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. You can also go online to AutoFlex.com, follow along with all the stories we talked about today. We'll see you next Did I already say that? We'll see you next Saturday morning at 9 a.m.? Because if not, we'll be here next Saturday, and we'll see you at 9 a.m. Thanks to JP, the Snuggle Monster. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.